thank you for joining us in this studio habitat. In fact, what we're witnessing here is the voiceover behavior of an extraordinary human specimen, P.J. Oton. If we listen closely, and we're careful not to spook him, we might just hear some fascinating sounds.
These are just a sample of my voice impersonations emulating real persons, generic voices, cartoon characters, fictional characters, as well as accents. Please refer to my CV for a full list. An old man.
Things were different when my mother was a boy.
Drag queens.
Hi, I'm Priscilla.
And I'm the dessert.
Californian surfy.
Whoa, like that's totally tubular, dude.
Camp man.
Totally tubular. Excuse me. I'll have a cappuccino. Extra froth, thanks.
Old newsreel.
And Jerry takes a pasting. And don't the kiddies just love it?
Bronx American.
Are you talking to me? Get your candy ass over here, right?
North English.
We're going up road for a pint.
BBC British accent.
My word, Sybil, darling. I'm on. This is the BBC Home Service.
Indian.
Well, goodness gracious me.
South African.
I refuse to take public transport.
Ocker Australian.
Crikey, mate. Where I come from, no one yabbers on like that.
Ethnic Australian.
I saw this bloke right and I yelled at him across the road. I said, hey, mate, I love your shirt, but somewhere in Footscray there's a Monaro driving around without its car seat covers. Oh, mate, he loved me for that. All right.
Cockney English.
Yeah, but where I come from, right, if you pay your rent on time, the coppers come knocking on a door wanting to know where you got the money from. Know what I mean, God bless?
Scottish.
I have no had the chance to make any porridge, laddie.
Mexican.
Only enchiladas, I did not know that.
Russian.
My name is Viktor from former Soviet Union. What do you think of that one, capitalist pig?
Wow, amazing. And now for real persons.
Clint Eastwood.
That's right. You gotta ask yourself, have I done 6 voiceovers or only 5? Do you want to listen more, do you, punk?
Elvis Presley.
Thank you for calling Graceland. You know, I do want a thing to spend one night with you.
Thank you very much.
Jerry Springer.
Angoo, today we're talking to people who have lesbian lovers, and today they're going to tell their partner they've been cheating on them.
Jerry.
Why, thank you, Jerry. I told my wife to run if Grandma got that look in her eye again, because she done messed with her twice.
Sean Connery.
Yes, my love. It's just you and me and the Satisfier.
Bob Dylan.
Like a rolling stone. It ain't me, babe.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Be good to your mother. Come on. Shit.
I'll be back.
Bill Cosby.
I want to talk to you about what you're doing on your voiceover CD.
Michael Jackson.
Then the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, but thank you very much for listening. You know, I've been having elocution
lessons, Sylvester. Yes, and now we move on to cartoon characters.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
Oh, Kermit, how would you like to do the thing?
No thanks, Sir Piggy.
Oh, yeah? Well, thing this! Hi-ya!
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Popeye the Sailor Man.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Will blow me down.
Sylvester the Cat.
Fluffering fuckatash. If I don't get fluffing out soon, I'll starve.
The Simpsons.
Oh, damn that Ned Flanders.
Oh, homie, leave him alone.
Oh, Marge.
Hudley ho, Hudley hey, Marge.
Mr. Burns has someone at the door.
Well, don't let him in.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a phone message out of my hat.
Again? That trick never works.
This time for sure. Hey, presto.
Rocky.
Oops, must call 1-900.
A couple of South Park characters.
Carpin, you're such a fat ass.
You guys can suck donkey balls, can screw you guys. I'm going home.
Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Hey, Scoob! That's right! What are we gonna do?
I don't know, Maggie.
Well, fantastic. And now he's doing impersonations, I believe, of comedians. Existing comedians. Astounding. Jim Owen, as a matter of fact, is his first one.
Have you ever wondered why Murray Fields had such a nasally voice?
Shut up, Jim Owen. There's this vicar bloke, see?
Yes. Well, we'll leave him there. Now, PJ is doing some fictional characters. This is exactly what I've been waiting for.
Maxwell Smart.
Sorry about that, Chief. Would you believe 16 voiceovers and no radio work? And loving it.
Frank Spencer.
Oh, Betty, I'll pay for anything I break.
The Nanny.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
Ace Ventura.
All righty then. Of course, how selfish of me. Let's do all the things that you want to do.
And the Clumps from the Nutty Professor movies, also an example of African-American voices.
Do you want children, Carla? I just can't wait for Sherman to bring me home some of them grand babies.
No, Mama, we're just colleagues.
That's how it starts off, colleagues. Me and Grandpa were colleagues. Next thing you know, he's on top of me in the shed, pumping down and sweating.
Oh, Mama!
I don't hear this shit when I'm eating! That's the end of the voiceover CD! If you don't like this, you can kick my ass!